Talking with Roger Johnson, National Farmers Union. Roger, interesting times we live in, whether you're talking about Mother Nature or you're talking about policy things going on. First 100 days of the Trump administration. Your overall take on what this has meant for your members, for farmers, ranchers?
Well, I think everyone in this city, us included, would have preferred that we had Secretary Perdue in place for those same 100 days. I think that was a real missed opportunity for this administration for agriculture. Unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff that got said and done that maybe would have been done differently had he been at the table with the president. And I think in particular about, some of the issues with the president of Mexico or other world leaders where, we would agree with the president that focusing on the trade deficit is an important objective. But we would even agree that you ought to be renegotiating a bunch of these agreements. But we would part company in terms of how you go about doing it and sort of, I don't understand the strategy between deeply offending, one of your customers before you sit down and negotiate or renegotiate a deal with them. And so I think there's been some damage done there that I think could have been averted had there been a team put in place early on. Hopefully it would have been averted anyway.
Your thoughts on his comments and what you're seeing thus far on regulations, including obviously I guess the big one is WOTUS being put on hold, being in the process of being pulled back.
Yeah, I think that's all fine. WOTUS is going to be tied up in the courts for years to come. It probably would have, whether they pulled it back or not. But nonetheless, I think that was a welcome move that pretty much everyone in agriculture looked at that as being a pretty big overreach on the part of the previous EPA. I think there's some hope there. I noted that I think it was late last week when the president issued the executive order instructing Secretary Perdue to do sort of this 180-day review of all the different regulations and report back. That's always a good exercise. I think his bigger challenges are going to be, how does he put a team in place, given that he's got nobody there right now? And how do you get that done, that given that you already missed the opportunity for the rest of this fiscal year's budget? That decision got made over the weekend. And that we're right in the middle of that debate for the next fiscal year budget. And he's got to sort of walk a fine line about a president who said he wants a 21% cut to all of agriculture with a Congress that I think is going to be reluctant to make a cut that deep. So that's going to create some interesting challenges for him. And at the same time, the Farm Bill is well underway, and as it ought to be. I feel pretty good about where we're at with the Farm Bill right now, Ron. I think we got a real shot at getting this one done on time. If for no other reason than the big political reason is there's an awful lot of economic pain in rural America right now. You got commodity prices half of what they were when the last Farm Bill was written. Net farm income is 50% what it was 3 years ago. There's a lot of trouble, and that will hopefully manifest itself in the form of a lot of economic or a lot of political pressure on Congress to get a Farm Bill done and done on time. So far, we're on schedule to get it done on time. So I'm hopeful that that's going to happen. And the, Secretary's obviously going to play a role in that. So, you got, that's a lot. on your plate, and you're coming in sort of 3 to 4 months behind what would have been the ideal time to come in.
For that 18 farm bill, you know, your top two or three priorities?
Well, I think by far the big priority is making sure that the safety net works. That means having crop insurance that works well. That means ARC and PLC. Almost certainly, I think we're going to see both of them again. And, you know, we spend a lot more time sort of working the PLC side just because I think, given the projections for low market prices for a long while, that's the choice most folks are going to be making. And in order to get that done, it means you need to solve the cotton and the dairy problem that's out there. I mean, those were both new programs last time around. Neither one of them is judged to have been very good at all. And both of them are going to take, you know, in the area of billions of dollars to fix. And so, you know, that's where a lot of attention's going to be focused initially, is how do you plug those gaping holes, and then how do you bring the rest of the pieces together for the Farm Bill?